I think Teacher Appreciation Week has continued here. Thank you, Landon. Okay, good morning.
Morning.
I actually have a follow-up little lesson from a couple weeks ago. We had communion last week, of course, so we didn't have children's sermon. But the week before, if you remember, that Janice and Lynette had kind of given me an idea to do the children's sermon on some of those small ways and little reminders that we have and we see in our daily lives that God is present in our lives. And if you remember, I brought the egg carton here, and remember the scripture or the verse was inside the egg carton on this particular brand of eggs. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. That was Psalms 118, verse 24. And if you also remember, I brought in bread, and did everyone go and take your bread home and put a little jam or peanut butter or butter on it? Yeah, I hope so. And of course, the bread was in here, and that was Ezekiel bread, Ezekiel 4, verse 9, okay? And again, that said, let's get that for you. Here we go. Sprouted grain bread is inspired by the Holy Scripture verse, take also unto thee wheat and barley and beans and lentils and millet and spelt, and put them in one vessel and make bread of it. And last but not least, I also addressed that there are some stores and companies that support and give us reminders of God and Jesus in our lives. Forever 21. And underneath, if you remember, there was John 3:16 on the bottom of the bag. So if you missed that children's sermon, that was just a quick summary. Well, I got so excited about showing you all those things that I forgot I was carrying one of the other blessings, I guess I could say, with me. And this blessings is a company, and I'm sure you've either seen or heard that your moms or grandmas or somebody hosted or went to a Pampered Chef party or a stamp party. There's jewelry parties and all these parties. Well, now there's gatherings, and there's blessings gatherings, and this is a company, and their motto is from God's heart to your heart to the hearts of others. And they sell a lot of different trinkets and different things for your home, and I believe even jewelry and different things. And my husband's sister had a gathering or had a party, and we got something from that company. And if you know that Sean, he is interested in geography, and he was a geographer in his former career. And we saw this, and we thought this might be nice for his desk. And inside, it has a compass, okay? But not only is this something nice for the desk and a little present, but inside it has Proverbs 1 verse 6, and it says, he will make your path straight. So what do you think this is really telling us? Why would they choose that Bible verse to go with a compass? He will make your path straight. Any ideas on that? Some of my older kids? Are we awake? Nolan? Yeah, a compass gives us direction, right? Okay, and tells us if we're on the right path or the straight path, we're going in the right direction. And I think that they use that Bible verse with the compass because if we trust in the Lord, trust in God, and he will show us the right way to go. But we have to put our faith in him, okay? Now, I don't know, you guys are pretty quiet this morning, but did anyone go home and do their homework from a couple weeks ago? Remember, you were to look in your daily lives, and you were supposed to look. And, of course, we see all the church signs and outside the churches, of course, that give us the Bible verses and an inspirational or a spiritual phrase. But did anyone find little reminders of God's presence and his love in our lives? Did you find something? Oh, you brought up. Oh, I love it that they do their homework. Okay. Rachel brought in, here is a bookmark. Well, of course, we can find bookmarks all around, right? Not only at the Christian bookstore, but I would assume a lot of different stores have bookmarks and even ones with spiritual little messages. This one is Matthew 19, verse 26, with God, all things are possible. And isn't that amazing how that could just be in our book and we could read in our book or our Bible or whatever in the morning and that could just set the tone for our whole day. She also gave me another little bookmark or a little card, a message card, and it says, straighten me out, Lord, when I get mixed up. And there's a little kitty that looks a little frazzled on there. And it says, I will instruct you and teach you the way you should go. So kind of talking about the path, leading you on the straight path again. That's Psalm 32, verse 8. Did anyone else do their homework and find out? Oh gosh, the Spirit children are on the ball today. Okay. It says, here's a card and it says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace. Romans 15, verse 13. So very good. Any other little reminders of God in our lives? No, maybe not. Maybe you forgot to do your homework and that's okay. But I would encourage you to keep on the lookout for those little reminders that we see every day. And maybe even just not only putting those and surrounding you with those little things, put one up on your mirror or one in your wallet or something like that. But it's also good to pass those things on. Remember, Janice bought the little tea bags as well. And remember those little tea bags, even if you didn't want to take any tea or if you aren't a tea drinker, passing those on, it could change somebody's whole day, might even change their whole life. So keep that in mind, okay? Let's have a word of prayer. Dear God, thank you for giving us those little gentle reminders of your presence in our lives and your never-ending love. Thank you for reminding us that you are there, and you are there for us only if we accept you as our Savior and if we repent of our sins. Please allow us to be messengers of your word and to use these little reminders and maybe slip them into other people's lives so that we can spread the goodness of your name in today and every day. Amen.